Hey, we're gonna do the editor's note early this time. Just wanted to apologize for the lack of content. Truly sorry, you guys do not deserve that. If it makes you feel any better, my life is in fucking shambles. I just found a bunch of roaches and rolled a joint, so that's where my shit's at. So don't think it's you. It's me, and I know it's not really fair because you're like, Max, your life is in perpetual shamble. And yes, still I'm going to buck the fuck up. That's why I'm coming to you guys on this beautiful April Fool's Day. I'm giving you guys some hot shit. We have some exciting things coming, so keep an eye on the website for updates. For some reason, when I'm at my lowest, my output is the highest. I really am a tortured artist, which I'm starting to learn what that means. It just means I'm too miserable to keep a job or friends, but too much of an attention whore to not have people pay attention to me. C'est la vie. This podcast is filled with more errors than usual. So if you hear something that sounds off, it probably is. I was working on no sleep. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. To any new listeners, you guys are fucking hot. To any old listeners, you guys are the reason I still touch myself. You guys are all superheroes in my book. Thanks. Enjoy the podcast. Scoot over if you want to be more frank. You don't turn it to the fucking side. Every time it's something.
Hello. We're in for Max. I think he's grabbing coffee right now. Welcome to another episode of Questionable Decisions.
Look at this weird spoon I found.
Hold on. Break for weird spoon.
It's so fucking weird.
It looks like it's just strange. I don't even know how to call it.
Giant handle, tiny spoon.
Tiny tip.
Yeah, let's hold that. It's an odd spoon.
If you guys are wondering, this is what I sound like when I'm running low on sleep and like brain power. So forgive me for any rambling I may do.
All of the rambling you might do.
Wow, that's really strong. I'll put way too much Cafe Bustelo Instant, which I've been rocking, y'all. Cafe Bustelo Instant is my shit. And you can make crack if you want to, basically. So, we'll see where I go from here.
Hopefully for a run.
Have you ever done that? Like, got really, like, high or, like, in a weird place and then just be like, I'm gonna run.
You know what? There was a week period of time where I was like, you know what? I'm gonna wake up in the morning, I'm gonna go on a run. And goddamn if it wasn't the worst decision I've ever made.
Running is just such a thing.
Ugh. God, man.
It's like you're hacking and you're like
so I didn't understand. I don't know if there's like a better time to run in the day or what, but I would just like wake up.
I feel like morning's the best time.
That's what I thought as well, but I don't know if you like, I would just like wake up, stretch a little, and then like just like start running. And dude, give me like by half a block, my like foot was hurting, I was limping, shit was all fucked up.
I don't be feeling like I'm stretching enough.
I'm in this weird position where I can't really stretch that well right now because of my back. It's fucking annoying me. Like, I would love nothing more than to just, like, really arch my back and crack it, and I can't do that.
Is that, like, a thing you miss, arching your back and cracking
it? It is, dude. You never know what you miss until you're really fucking...
I don't like when people run around cracking their bones, their own bones. That really bothers me. When people crack their necks, one, it's kind of showy. And kind of rude. When niggas crack their neck, because it's always like, you know what I'm saying? They do the one, and then they do the other, then the whole head jerk. It's such a cunty thing to do. And then they do that, they roll the head around,
Like, all right, nigga, we can't. Like, do that shit in the bathroom or something.
I don't understand why that bugs you so much.
It doesn't bug me so much, but I just don't know. Like, I don't understand why niggas do it. Like, when niggas do it, they make sure there is an audience to receive it. Like, it's never, like, just a nonchalant, subtle thing. It's always, like, drama, you know?
Not really. Yeah. I feel like I crack my neck fairly drama-free.
Anyways.
I've never heard anyone with that comment before. So
what comment?
That cracking your neck is a showy statement.
I'm just so far ahead of niggas. Maybe that's what it is.
That's the issue here.
Maybe that's what it is. That's even though, you know.
You gotta stop hating everything.
I don't hate anything. I dislike things, and then I tell people that I dislike them. Why do niggas think that means I hate it? No, that means I don't think it's good.
Right, what do you like?
I like a lot of things. I like it when it's sunny outside. I like it when it's a light drizzle. I like looking out into the ocean. I really like people fucking just on water skis. I really like that for some reason. I love when I see people water ski. I don't know why. I can't get
jet
that
ski out of or water ski?
Water skiing. Jet skiing is kind of showy too. Just take a little DJ Khaled for me.
No, as a wakeboarder, I can't stand jet skiers for the most part.
No, dude, I like a lot of things. That's not fair.
For the most part, you just don't like anything that people do.
Well, people jet ski. No, I just don't like when like people do unnecessary. I don't like unnecessary shit. I just don't get it. Why are you doing that?
Because my neck is tight.
But like,
it feels good after I crack.
But it's like, nigga, you crack your neck all the time. It feels like, people who crack their necks always crack their neck so much more than other people. And it's like, it's
do you,
not,
like, do you work with a habitual neck cracker or something? Like, have you had a bad experience with people?
I've seen you do it a bunch of times, and I think that, like, when you just like, it's a lot.
Yeah, my neck and back is all fucked up.
You keep saying that, your ass still going like rock climbing in the fucking winter and shit.
Shit, rock climbing is.
White people are
so, I've tried rock climbing with a bunch of my, like, super white friends, and that shit is, like, real difficult. Like, just, like, at the gym and, like, at the rock climbing gym and stuff.
That's not rock climbing.
What would you call that?
Climbing up a wall with plastic shit sticking out.
So, when I went to climbing up the wall with plastic gym, shit sticking out, warehouse. Man, like, I couldn't fucking do any of, like, anything. Like, they picked out the course. Like, yeah, this was a relatively easy course. You better handle it. I got, like, 10 feet up it, and it was like, nope, can't do it. I'd find the easiest goddamn ones in there. Like, the children's ones to do them.
Nigga, I climb rocks all day, my nigga. I climb rocks like nobody's business. Like, I am so...
You got the good body for you. Light, you know, you're compact.
Dude, my center of gravity is fucking top notch, my nigga.
So my center of gravity is off, but my response to tipping is pretty good.
Okay. I get that, actually.
I tip and stumble all the time, but I'm pretty good at catching myself.
I don't think... I've only ever fallen, like, down some things hard, and that's when, like, one of the first times I got drunk, I was a kid. I was like 17.
I'm real good though when I do fall at not hurting myself. Like, I'm better at falling and, like, walking away from it than I am just walking, is what I like to say.
I like that too. No, that's a huge thing too, because every nigga gonna fall. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? You know what? Just mentioned, I like wakeboarding. So it's great to be able to, like, be in midair, kind of upside down, and just knowing it's not going to end well, and knowing how to fall and not kill myself.
Nigga, sometimes I like to do the fall, boom, roll over, bam, back on your feet. Hey, guys.
How you guys doing?
Welcome to Questionable Decisions.
Another episode.
The podcast. I'm trying to figure out topics and shit. And I let Zach do the picking.
It's always a mistake. Because I just pick topics that I like that he doesn't.
I came into where I'm dog sitting, and Zach was here. And I come in, and he's watching fucking Arrow.
Better than most of the stuff on CW. Television.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No,
better
it's
than not. Most of the
what,
stuff.
What most TV. Of what stuff? There's reality shows better than Arrow.
No, nigga, like what?
There's not one show on FX worse than Arrow. There's not one show on HBO worse than Arrow.
Think about how many shows there are.
There's not. There's like one or two shows of the big four worse than Arrow. like maybe you gotta really reach for bottom of the barrel of fucking stations. Like what's a Diddy station? Like, you gotta go to Centric. You gotta go to Centric.
Did he go to Centric?
Nigga got Riot. Riot, right?
I don't know.
Whatever, nigga. All I'm saying is, like, you gotta go to Oxygen to find.
Listen, I'm down with Arrow.
Anyways, the nigga was watching Arrow, and he's fucking obsessed with superheroes for some reason.
This is the year of the superhero, man.
I am a superhero, and it's like, ain't no movies about me. Ain't no movies about me. Year of the superhero. That's so gay because the next year it's gonna be 8 more superheroes.
Yeah, this is like the decade of the superhero, man. Kicked into it.
I fucking hate superhero movies so much.
Why?
Well, but this is the superhero podcast.
Why do you hate superhero movies so much? Because they're not deep.
They're plebeian.
They're action movies, man.
They're for the plebs.
I don't know what you expect. They're action movies.
They're for the plebs. Fucking. Peasant ass niggas. Like, I don't understand. How many ways can y'all niggas see a building fall down?
I just a don't. Lot of ways. Did you see it in the late
I'm gonna answer you when you ask me. No, I didn't see it.
Man, I don't know if you saw the latest one. The Hulk got like dropped and Iron Man chased him through downwards through a building while missiles hit them.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Why are these niggas always fighting each other? It seems like every movie now just them niggas fighting each other.
I mean, who else are they gonna fight? They're setting up to fight, like, the big intergalactic bad guy.
Well, who's after that? Are they going to ever run out of superheroes?
Nah, they got so many superheroes.
My ass. All the superheroes don't translate to screen.
That's true. That's why they bring them to Netflix first.
Arrow. How did that translate to screen? I watched, like, 3 minutes. This show was so fucking bad, you guys. It looked like Dawson's Creek.
He walked in like the worst part,
but in 2015
like
when it wasn't
like,
okay.
It wasn't even a fight. It was an argument. Like
no,
a
they
party.
Were like in. They were like at the fucking.
It was like in a bar,
at the
like
club,
a party, yeah.
Looking like
it was like the worst.
Looking like rich white kids.
Well, they are. That's what they are.
I hated it.
Didn't give it a chance. I'm into it. I liked it. Still gonna watch it.
No, you're gonna watch it. You watched Daredevil in a day and a half. Of course you're gonna watch it. You ain't shit.
This isn't a Daredevil job.
You
next
ain't
month.
Shit, so you gonna watch it.
Like, literally, like, I think just about a month, this isn't a Daredevil drops.
Oh my gosh.
And, are you gonna see the Superman-Batman movie? You got no interest in that one, even?
I mean, again, like, okay, I don't think it doesn't look cool. I think it looks
like, cool. Like, hey, you can't just see a movie because it looks cool and entertaining?
I mean, how many of those am I going to see?
I don't know.
Like, you see one, like, how many do I really need to see? I don't need 3 Spider-Mans. I don't need 3 Iron Mans. I don't need 2 Captain Americas. I don't understand, y'all. Like, how many times y'all going to do this? Like, Fast and Furious, there's 8 of them, no?
There's going to be 9 of them, maybe more.
They got 9 of them? Like, I don't understand.
Well, there's 7 now.
I just don't, like, I just don't understand. Like, what else they gonna do? I don't know.
I mean, they're running out of books to make movies out of.
No, they're not. There's no shortage of books. There's books everywhere.
I mean, but that's
people
want to make
that's
movies
what,
out of.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they should be making movies out of books. But instead, they're making movies.
Out of comic books.
Out of rejected author fucking. Author's writing. Of niggas who couldn't cut it. In the literary world. So they hacked it in the comic plebe section on Craigslist. Craigslist plebes. The winos and shit.
Max really is just super elitist, but like.
I'm not elitist.
You're kind of elitist. You literally just used the term plebe.
How's that not elitist? How am I being elitist? Because I said books are superior to comic books. I don't know how that's being elitist.
That's not what you said. You said comic books are for plebeians.
I said comic books are written by hacks. four people.
For plebeians. That is the definition.
I said they're listed in the plebe section. Oh, that's nice. I said they're listed, we've established
that you're an elitist.
How am I an elitist? I don't understand. I've never had
anything that is slightly lowbrow you hate.
I do not hate things lowbrow. That's unfair.
Any type of movie or entertainment. Like produced for the big screen that is slightly lowbrow. You've
been out with me before. What are you talking about? I'm the lowest brow nigga.
You are, but I'm telling you, when it comes to entertainment, like
entertainment, clothing, music, I am. Yeah.
Like I don't understand like why it's such a big deal.
But I'm not elitist. I won't fuck with you because you're not. I'm just going to tell you. Like, elitist means I'm not going to fuck with them. I will fuck with your plebeian ass all day. But don't think I ain't going to roast you about it. Like, of course I'm going to talk to you about it.
But
you shouldn't be a plebe, nigga.
Because everyone has been going to those movies and likes them. Like you moved to LA. You lived in New York. You moved to LA and all of a sudden.
I saw Green Lantern, nigga.
Yeah, Green Lantern was shit, and everyone generally admits it's shit, which is why they didn't make a sequel for that one, and they scrapped that franchise.
I bet they're going to redo it.
They probably are, because they're rebooting the DC Justice League.
I don't understand what that means.
With the new Batman and Superman movie, they're rebooting the DC comic book.
You know what? My dumbass didn't even realize these were two different worlds for the longest.
That's fair. There's a lot going on.
Why are they beefing? Like, I don't really like
this. Man, Marvel and DC have always been beefing.
No, but, like, I thought they was the same. Like, I thought that was two storylines.
I didn't know. How meta. Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Oh, man. Probably... I'm a huge fan of, like, the Green Lanterns and stuff.
Okay.
Although, like, the more recent books I've read out, the more just they get smacked around like punk-ass bitches, so I'm kind of disappointed in them.
Okay.
What about you? In your limited
experience? I was really into Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler's dope. I always like playing as Nightcrawler in the video games.
Me too. That was my go-to. And I like Spider-Man because I like that he could just swing. Like, the flying thing doesn't really do it for me.
The flying thing doesn't do it for me.
That nigga was swinging, though.
Spider-Man's dope.
Like, that's like one that's acrobatic. You know what I'm saying? That's like, that takes talent to do that. Any nigga could just learn to fly and miss a building. Like, I didn't see an 11-year-old drive. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that hard. But to, like, how precise and exact you have to be to swing through
Spider-Man's
New York City.
On his shit. Spider-Man's on his shit.
What was the name of his fake city? Bugle Boy City?
No, he was New York.
Well, I thought they made all their cities up.
No.
Was called Bugle Boy.
No, he worked for the Daily Bugle. He worked for the Daily Bugle. That was the newspaper he worked for. Superman and Batman. I can't even say what I was going to say is almost everyone has a fake city, but like it's a weird mix of
fake and real.
Like, what one of, like, the most random storylines was an Aquaman storyline where San Diego sunk beneath the water and was called Sub Diego for an extended period of time.
Like, y'all don't think that's too easy.
I read about that one. I was just like, I haven't read the arc, so I don't actually know how it translated, but when I read about it, I was just like, yeah, this is stupid.
I feel like niggas who read comic books always say that, but that one line too. Yeah, this is stupid.
Some of them are. Mm. You know?
Most of them are. Okay, favorite villain.
Favorite villain. Magneto. Cause he's not. It's also, you get into a gray area with Magneto. Is he a villain, or is he just a dude who lived through the Holocaust, and is afraid of seeing it happen to mutants as well?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the interesting thing about Magneto and Charles Xavier. Yeah, interesting thing about Magneto and Charles Xavier is they were based on. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X in terms of their philosophies.
Why they wasn't black?
Different times. Straight up.
Different times.
But no one was gonna buy it. No one was gonna buy comic books if they were black superheroes as like the main characters.
But didn't they? Cheers, Max. Cheers, Max. yeah, exactly, bitch. Cut that shit out, my nigga.
They are now, but I mean, okay. I'm just saying, like, back when...
Well, but what does the Jew thing have to do with it?
He lived through the Holocaust, and he saw...
Oh, okay, but it was... Okay, I see what happened, but the principles... I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So as someone who, like, saw mutants being scared of, you know, just for being different, you know...
Never again.
Exactly. They actually, in the... although they were all terrible, the old X-Men movies touched on that. When he was creating his mutant army, he went and, like, you know, met with all these mutants in this underground area or something, and one of them asked him, where's your, you know, tattoo that identifies you as a mutant? You know, where's your, you know, tattoo or something? He just pulled up his arm, he's got the numbers there. He goes, like, I will never get another tattoo. And just, like, walks away.
It's so on the nose. It's, like, disgusting. Like, you guys don't think this is too easy? That wasn't too easy? Where's your tattoo that signifies that you're a mutant?
I mean, the dialogue was better. Never... The dialogue was better than
no,
I said.
No, it wasn't. That was, like, such an easy, like, okay, dialogue could have been fantastic. But everybody
all I'm saying was they worked it into the movies.
Okay.
They had been into the
movies. Well, okay. Whatever. It was weak as fuck. That's what I'm saying.
What about you? Who's your favorite? But then again, if I had to think favorite, just straight villain, like, who you can't really think of as someone who's, like, an anti-hero or, like, just, like, you know, with good intentions, probably Reverse Flash.
Are you being just...
Alright, I'll stop being so nerdy. I'll say...
Are you just being... What is it, you know, my brain's not working right now. Random, just for the sake of being random, not random. You know,
just like difficult and
like just out there, just obscure. Yeah, is that just for the sake of being obscure?
No, but he's the only one who I can literally think of who he only, you know, he's not trying to conquer the world. He's not, you know, trying to, you know, he doesn't. He's not one of these guys who, like, you know, like Lex Luthor who. You know, I'm not sure about Superman, so we should get rid of him. This dude just...
I thought Lex Luthor was just mad at that nigga.
Yeah, he is. But,
Lex Luthor just seemed like...
He's just an... He got that inferiority complex, you know what I mean?
That's why that nigga was bald.
But Reverse Flash just hates the Flash. Has, like, traveled back thousands of years in time.
Why he hate the Flash so much?
Literally, like, they've written it off as just because... He can't be as good as the Flash, so he hates the Flash. So he's just stupid and crazy.
I mean, that's how fucking niggas who run races be, though. They hate people faster than
Yeah, me. So it's kind of funny. So he's my favorite just, like, villain with, you know, no... Just villainous villain. Just because he's like he just hates this dude. Mm-hmm. That's his only reason. That's his literally, like, his sole existence for being. What about you?
Mine is a character from the greatest comic of all time.
Let's hear it.
The Bible.
Oh.
God.
God is the villain.
Greatest villain ever.
Bold.
That nigga just don't give a fuck.
he wrathful back then.
He like, bitch, what?
Oh, man, you like...
Wrathful back then, wrathful...
You muttered something under your breath, and God would just whoop you, man.
God made the niggas that liked him the most go through the worst. God didn't give a fuck about
God,
shit.
God fucked shit up. Well, especially Old Testament God.
I don't like splitting Old Testament. I don't like doing that. Because they the same God. Like, that's how you know this Bible shit is bullshit.
Listen, I know.
Y'all can't just split it up. Like, they two different things. It's the same thing. Y'all call it the same thing.
Oh, that's...
Just because the Jews stopped early don't mean it's different.
Listen, no,
it's the same thing.
He matured over those couple thousand years. He wasn't quite as wrathful by the time Jesus came around.
And here he was.
It was not nearly as wrathful in the New Testament.
You know how I'm going to get these niggas now? I mean, they heard stories about me, but you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to kill myself. These niggas ain't going to see it coming.
Y'all thought I was cool before.
These niggas ain't going to see it coming.
That's a good point.
Or, do you remember that show with the sharks? It was called Hammerheads or something? That cartoon?
Oh, God, that somehow came up the other day.
The bad guys. Those were my favorite villains. I love those guys, man. Those little sharks.
What are the bad guys?
They had the leather jackets on and shit. I had those toys.
I remember that. I was going to ask, like, what the bad guys are and, like, a bunch of sharks. When the sharks are the good guys, they don't say, like, some sort of mean killer whale or something?
No, they were other sharks.
I didn't remember.
They were other sharks. Choices. They were other, like, more aggressive. Like, they had on, like, leather jackets and stuff.
Back then, you knew they were leather jackets. Not there.
Those guys were up to no good, dude. You just wearing that leather jacket and the sword and shit. Man, that show was fucking good.
That was a good show. So, not necessarily your favorite hero, but if you could have a superpower, like an actual superpower, which one would it be, or what would your favorite? What's your favorite one?
Yeah, probably ability, teleportation. That's the only one I want. I don't want to live forever. I just want to be able to go wherever the fuck I want when I want to.
That'd be a dope one.
That's the only one. Really? I don't need you to levitate. That's what I want to see useful to me. But you can see it, though. Why you need to bring it to you? It's right over there. I don't understand that. The invisible one is just like weird and like
invisible like that just would
make that would make me too weird. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
Weird.
You know, like turning into anybody. I don't want to have to be able to abuse that. Like there are some powers that you just don't need to have.
Yeah.
I'm like, we'll get on to that. What's your?
Ah, man. Probably. And I don't want to get, like, too nerdy again, obviously. But it's too late for that.
We get it. Zach, say you're a nerd one more time. Everyone gets it. Okay, we get it.
We get it.
Back up, bro. Like,
there's just so many. Batman. Because he's just got the power of money.
That's not a power. It's not a superpower.
No, I know. I'm a fan of the Flash. Because you can just appear where you need to go, but the Flash can go through time. So I can also go when I want to.
You don't want to go through time. That's one, I don't trust you with that big of a
huge ability to make responsibility.
It's a lot, like the Flash has to be an inherently good guy, and I just don't think that you should go out to try out to be the Flash. Like, if they were holding auditions, I don't think you should go, because you'll just never make it. You can't Flash. Come on, bro.
This is how the reverse Flash happens. This is like exactly the origin story.
I don't think it's okay. Because that's too much. That's too much power. And that's the problem with superpowers, really. And that's why they don't happen in the natural world, unless you're white. I think I would actually though be real on point if I had like a power, and like it was like I can't do this because it's gonna hurt other people. You know what I'm saying?
So that brings up an interesting thing, kind of.
Because I got control like that.
So,
like, I got so much control.
Almost like a prerequisite of being a superhero is you got to lose something or someone important to you.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, absolutely.
Those niggas was just sharks.
You're still thinking about the sharks, aren't you?
Because they was just sharks. Like, they were sharks. I mean, it might have been, like, some radioactive shit, but I think they was just sharks. So, it's like, they didn't do nothing. Like, they didn't lose nothing. I mean, they lost the ability to, like, breathe underwater, but I think they just gained the ability
get off
to
the sharks.
Above
get
water. Get like, I don't think they lost.
You're going to have to move past the sharks.
I think they can still swim underwater.
You're going to have to move past the sharks. I wonder that, though.
Could they still, like...
You're going to have to move past
could they still,
these
like, stay
as, like,
indefinitely? Could they stay indefinitely underwater, though? like they used to when they were regular sharks. Now that they're walking sharks, can they now only stay underwater for like a limited amount of time, like a hippo?
I have no idea. Hippos. Hippos will fuck you up.
They can stay underwater for like 35 minutes. Maybe longer. Or maybe shorter, but it's somewhere around there.
Somewhere between 2 and 2 hours. 2 minutes and 2 hours.
No, it's like either 45 or like 30. Sorry.
So, not counting the fucking sharks.
Okay. But
it seems like most of the times, most superheroes have some sort of huge loss that helps inspire them to become superheroes. Do you think if you had that loss, you would become a superhero or just take it out on, like, the world?
It depends.
I've
thought about, like, if my mom died, right?
Yeah, but, you know, don't even answer that. She would not be fine.
Well, no, she's great. I would love for her death. I would fucking freak out. I would break down, and I would absolutely use it as an excuse to do the stupidest shit.
And that's but now you got superpowers.
And that's all it would be. Oh, but then I got superpowers.
But now you got superpowers.
Well, some bitches gotta die. Like, everybody mama died.
Like, North Dakota gonna die.
Like, yo mama gonna die and my mama gonna die, bitch. Like, if it's gonna give me superpowers, you might have to go a little early. I think that's fair. I think she would want that for me, too. Like, I think my mama would take that out if it was like, you know.
You would not be a good superhero with that answer.
What are you talking about? Everybody died, my nigga. Everybody died. Like, that's not even to be like, what are you talking about? Like, okay, like, if your penis got cut off, like, and then you turned into a superhero.
No.
I don't know if I would take that. Like, if three of my thumb, like, what are you talking about? Lose something, you gotta lose someone.
Yeah.
Why is it always a person? Why are they never like a body part? Like, you ain't got no
some
legs.
Some people lose like arms and stuff, but then they're not like full superheroes for the most part. You just like lose a leg or something. Yeah, you get like a robot leg or something, you know what I mean? Like, that's all. Like, the robot part of you is dope, but like, that's about all.
I don't like those half robot, half human things. I do not like that. Because like, what if the robot take over the human?
Dude, that actually happened in one of the, in a comic book. It's kind of crazy. One of the, what was the dude's name? Cyborg?
Mm-hmm.
There was one comic book.
From Mortal Kombat?
No.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Different DC hero. But, mm-mm. He's like half, literally like half robot, half human. He got all fucked up by an experiment. Experiment gone wrong. Hero. And in one comic book, like, the robot half of him, and he's, like, literally, like, you know, like, robotic, like, chest, like, all that shit.
Now, how, is it just parts, or is it, like, straight down the middle?
Both. Like straight down the middle of his face, and, like,
it,
like.
All right, but is it parts? Like, is it, like, puzzle pieces of, like, metal and skin? Or is it, like, half metal, half skin?
Oh, no, it's more parts. It's not, like, just, like, a clean, like.
Cause that's when they gonna design one of those.
But
I feel like we ain't seen one of those yet, and that kind of bothers
straight
me.
Up, the robot parts pulled themselves off of his body, and just like left like this fucking half human just like lying there bleeding.
You know what? Asians are totally into that. Robots taking over human thing. They love this shit.
Asians are into big robots.
Would you fuck a robot?
No.
Have we talked about this?
No.
Like, it worries me because I don't know for sure. Like, I might have said some things, but I don't know if I would fuck a robot. Like,
then the answer is yes, you would.
It depends on what this, like, if this robot.
See, would,
No, listen, if this robot looked like a human, okay?
Nope.
Okay, but you, whatever, you might have been drinking.
Nope.
You might have had a
nope.
bad day or whatever.
Nope.
And this robot coming on you, but you think it's a human at first. And then you slowly find out it's a robot?
Nope.
But, like, I'm saying, though, I would feel bad about it if I did do it, though. Like, I'm not saying I would do it.
Your answer is yes. You would.
No.
It depends. That's what I'm hearing.
No, my answer is it depends on where I'm at on that day that this robot proposition me.
You'd fuck a robot.
For robot human sex.
So you're saying the possibility exists that, yes, you would fuck a robot?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, that's
it ain't even got to look like a human.
Yeah.
Like, and that possibility is out there. Like, they make vibrating fleshlights, don't they?
Vibrating sex dolls.
People are fucking robots all the time.
I ain't gonna do it.
I'm not into sex dolls. I'm not into sex dolls. I would tell you, that just doesn't do it for me. I'm not a Bill Cosby nigga. I like my prey movement.
Shouldn't refer to women as prey.
I didn't.
Just did. Hopefully. Hopefully you're referring to women
as prey. You can hunt a goat, my nigga.
That's what I was worried about as well.
You should worry about everything.
Side note.
You should worry about it.
Can you think of a dumber animal to hunt than a cow? Like an easier animal?
Who the fuck's hunting? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, hypothetically.
Chicken. No.
A chicken will run from you, at least. You know what I mean? Like, a cow will just fucking stand as you walk up to it.
There's other animals like that.
Maybe a like snail. A goat? Because a goat might come snail up to you. Snail hunting's pretty easy. Probably not, yeah, because you don't have to drive that far to find
sloth it. Murder. You could just take a fucking shotgun to you know I like tiny animals, and sloths just do not do it for me. Really? And niggas always posting sloth pics, and I'm like, ugh.
Sloths are so dirty, they have moss growing on them as part of their evolution.
I hate the way they look. Like, I really hate the way they look.
That's fair. I don't really have a problem with that.
Oh, wait, okay, so what I want to talk about, though, with superpowers was...
Wait, who's your favorite villain?
I told you, God.
Oh, God, that's right.
Okay, here's the thing with superpowers. Like, how fucked up would it be to have something that either A, sucks, or B, is like, goes against everything you stand for, like the Rogue, where it's like, I can't touch people or they die. So everyone I love.
I think that's when you become a villain, also.
Rogue never did. Rogue was 100, dog. For life. I always liked Rogue. I liked Rogue in the cartoon, though. Because it was like, fuck Rogue cartoon. I did not. Right?
That's not where I was going with it.
I mean, like, she was hot for a cartoon. She had the white streak in her hand.
Yeah.
A little tight ass. Oh, please, man. You thought about it too, don't you?
Not really, bro.
You ain't thought about fucking none of them X-Men.
I mean, like, when I was watching the show? Or, like, nowadays?
Like, now, when you see them now, you was like,
well, oh, like, nowadays, like, if you look at some of the pictures of them, there's, like, yo, they, like, look like they want to get fucked.
No, the outfits.
Those yeah.
Everybody was ready. They was fucking in that X-Wing, dog. You don't tell me all that spandex, my nigga. It was
leather orgies. And spandex. That's all they're wearing and shit.
Orgies in that X-Wing, my nigga.
I'll just let you call it an X-Wing.
A triple X-Wing. Well, that was the first time I really a triple X-Wing, y'all. But you got okay. Johnny Flame, right? From Fantastic Four. All their superpowers suck.
No. Their superpowers are pretty terrible. They were actually pretty much written out of existence in the new Marvel reboot.
It's like, how you gonna, like...
I don't know. The Human Torch's powers were pretty dope.
Why? That nigga just set ablaze. It was so
And then he could, like, shoot fire out of his hands and fly? That's kind of dope.
But, like, how far can that really go? Like, proximity? That's a proximity.
I mean, like, yeah, you ain't, like, taking like, someone out from, like, a mile.
Fireball just ain't gonna be able to go that far.
Without, I'm sure the physics of
fizzling
it.
Out.
I don't know. Maybe, like, the physics of it involved are different, but, yeah. I don't know.
Nope. No.
Physics superhero physics. Superhero physics, bro.
Nah, bro. Real world physics don't change, bro. I mean, everybody knows that, like, they are anomalies, you know? But their physics still rely on real world physics. And that's why superheroes always got some, you know, it's always something that...
They actually wrote that into the terrible Fantastic Four movie that they released, like, years ago. In, like, how he could fly.
Okay, this is fucked up, because I liked Fantastic Four. See, I feel like this is the funny thing. This is the funny thing. I think that the moviegoer I was like 12 years ago is the moviegoer Zach is now.
No, it was the moviegoer I was 12 years ago and is now.
Like, I loved Fantastic Four. I loved that movie. If they would have made 8 of those, I would have seen. I saw 1 in theaters. I saw 2 in theaters.
You know what? I saw 2. I was a huge fan of Jessica Alba.
I saw 2 in theaters with a scandal in it. Kerry Washington was there. She was that blind black bitch.
Oh, that's right. She was.
Blind black bitch. Blind black. I remember.
She was in the end of the first one.
I remember. I went to go see it at the drive-in. And he was like, ooh, there's a black bitch in this. It was the best. I love both those movies.
Those were terrible movies.
No, they made 2, my nigga. And again, the first one was sick when they were learning their powers. And it was
so goofy.
It was stupid. The 2000s. Which was like a weirder version of the 90s.
Kind of a little more self-conscious version of the 90s. Weird. A little more awkward.
Weird, dude. God, it just like went.
Oh, no.
Repressed and weird. No, but like having one of those superpowers. That, yeah, that you can't. Like, how much would that suck? Like, if you got a bad. What's the worst superpower?
The worst superpower. Oh, shit.
The Green Lantern. No, he can do a bunch of shit, right?
The worst superpower that I remember hearing about was one guy who pretty much could just like stimulate the pleasure centers of people's brains. So he was just very rapey. And like that was a superpower.
I don't know why I like James.
Right, like that was a superpower. And like it's kind of weird.
When was this one made? The 70s?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And also fairly useless in a fight, you know what I mean?
No, it's not.
Like, again, how close you gotta be to make that work on someone?
But it's like, okay, so you in a firefight, it's like, we're having a Mexican standoff, like, we're guns up.
I guess that's true. All of a sudden, you start just like.
It gets good, and you just start finger banging yourself on the battlefield. Okay. Like, are you kidding me? That's it. It's done. It's done. And you're a king because you're the only nigga not finger banging. You're a king. They're like, what's happening?
Well, he's so strong. So here's the problem until you run into, like, you know, like, let's just say some, like, giant savage dude or something. Use your power on him. He's going to try to rape you. Turn your power off. He's just going to try to kill you. How do you win that fight?
You rape him back.
Oh.
You rape him before he gets the chance to rape me. Like, I seen what you was about to do. Now you can get raped. See, table service.
So that's my stupid superpower.
Okay.
Or the one that they actually made into a superpower. I'm sure I could think of like.
Maybe that rock nigga from Fantastic Four. I don't know. What does he do?
He's just a rock. Oh, he's like super strong and he's a rock.
Any of those other niggas, Arrow, the Hawk guy.
Well, they're not superheroes. They're just heroes like Batman. You know, they just are.
Batman's a superhero.
No, Batman's just a hero.
In my eyes, Batman's a superhero.
Batman's just a hero.
Batman does things that ain't no rich white nigga ever did in their life.
Like?
He climbed out that pit. Alone. He didn't have fucking Maria fucking, you know, carrying his bags and shit. Because you know that. I don't even talk about it.
But no, I don't count Batman as having superpowers.
Well, I have a question for you. Like, yeah. What's a superpower that you have? Like, not a superpower, but like a practical, something you're really, really good at. You're really, really good at.
And it's like, hello, I already said it. Falling without hurting myself. Mm. Although I ran into my kryptonite the other day. Hard packed snow.
Yeah, niggas be trying to do crazy shit on the snow.
Sometimes. I didn't even try to. I just tried to, like, go off of a jump, and I ate it, dude. I was way too fucking ahead of myself.
You thought you had it, too.
I thought, man, going up of it, I kind of, like, all right, this is a little bigger than I thought. Oh. And then as soon as I went off of the jump, I turned sideways, not on purpose. And I just knew that shit was going to end terribly. And I fucking landed just square on my back.
Sometimes a nigga gotta fall to get back up.
Motherfucker. I was Batman.
I love Batman. I think he's one of my favorite superheroes.
You know, Batman.
Just because he's so like, Batman cares about his privacy so much, and I respect that about him. Like Batman really cares about not being seen as an asshole either. Batman's a good guy. Like, he is kind of an elitist cunt, but at the same time, he's like, I am doing nice shit, though. I am doing good shit. Don't try me, nigga. So don't try me, I'm not a good person. I'm a good fucking person. Don't go in there calling me a loser and calling me a drug addict to my fucking friend. Like, posting on Facebook and shit. Don't do that shit to me.
Batman, so my theory on Batman is he actually doesn't do anything. And he's just like, don't get me wrong. Like, the tragedy of Batman still occurred. You know, he's still super rich and his parents were killed when he was younger.
And his parents, they shot that. And, like, why don't niggas give him shit for that? By the way, because if your motherfucking parents got shot outside the fucking opera hall, you'd be fucked up too, my nigga.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that's part of the law. Don't do that to
him. But here's the thing. I just think that made him crazy. And because he's, like, you know, a rich white dude, he has connections to the superheroes. And he just runs in after them in, like, a fully bulletproof suit, just flailing around screaming while they do all the work. And then they, like, make him think that he helped out and shit.
Whatever, though, but Batman goes up against niggas all the time alone. So don't act like Batman don't pay his dues over
well,
and over.
No, I think that's a setup from the rest of the Justice League. They, like, it's all a running gag for them. You know what I mean? Like, you think Batman can actually beat anyone with superpowers?
So why hasn't nobody killed him yet?
Because no one wants to kill, like, the guy who's funding all of them.
They kill thousands of innocent people a day.
And if Batman was such a superhero, why doesn't he stop the Joker yet?
Because the Joker is a fucking mastermind. Favorite villain. Boom, right there, nigga. Matter of fact, my nigga. Joker, that nigga. You know what?
Riddler.
In the cartoon, Riddler was a fucking boss. That's why they did Riddler. Cause they did it wrong.
Dude, that was such a weird movie. Can we talk about that
episode when he had them niggas in the maze? Can we talk about
Batman Forever or Batman, the one where the Jim Carrey was Batman? Riddler? Which one was that? That was Batman...
I don't know. Those Returns
or...
That's kind of all blend for me.
Yeah.
I didn't hate those movies either.
That was such a strange movie. That movie was super ahead of its time. It was just like...
What was Tim Burton?
Was that one Tim Burton? You sure that one was Tim Burton?
I know the first one was.
I know that one wasn't the first one.
I feel like Tim Burton would have kept that, though. Maybe not, but if they... But if those all had the same weird look, though.
No, they changed. That was the thing. They changed from one to one, from each one to each one. Slightly.
I don't remember. I was 12.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that's what I'm saying. 12-year-old me loved those movies.
But that one was slightly ahead of time. That was, remember, the Riddler's great plan in that one was to take over the mind of everyone through the TV sets.
Kim Kardashian did it first.
There you go. But yeah, I won't lie, it seems like having a shitload of money is a big part of being a superhero.
You gonna tell me these niggas ain't cheating on their taxes too? I mean, cheating on their taxes?
Yeah, if you're an alien superhero living in the United States, do you have to pay taxes? Or do you just say, like, fuck y'all, I'll blow up the government if you try to make me pay taxes?
Nigga, you ain't paying shit, my nigga.
Do you have to pay for anything? Where do you get the food? Imagine if you're a superhero with a fake identity. Mm-mm. If you're a superhero trying to live a private life,
mm-mm,
and you don't have Batman's source of money, what do you do for food and shit?
You're not a superhero, my nigga. You're a thief.
Until you put the mask on? Until you take the different mask on?
I think they gotta have, like, contracts with the city. Like, we won't fuck your shit up and... we won't fuck your shit up and you won't make us pay taxes.
So they're pretty much extorting the city.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I mean, like, I ain't doing... Like, I mean, it's for free, don't get me wrong, but the police department gotta pay for damages. I mean, you know,
they actually did a comic about a company that has to clean up the damages after superhero fights.
Like, yeah. Like, okay, y'all gotta pay for that. But we're, you know, we're helping each other. And we ain't gonna fuck you over too hard.
But, like, so, where do you have the food delivered? Just, like, a drop spot and you come by and pick it up so you can take it to your secret lair or something?
I think if you're a superhero, dude, again, like, you're doing a little something shady. If you can. Like, if I didn't have to pay for food, I wouldn't.
Right, absolutely.
If I could just...
But you can't be expected to save the city and have the fucking 9-to-5, right?
If I...
Like, that was the biggest joke about Superman.
What are you talking about? Superman could do it. Did that nigga even have to sleep? He didn't have to sleep.
I never know. Like Superman had this weird thing where he could pretty much do whatever the writers needed him to do.
I never saw that nigga in a bed.
But I'm not a huge fan of Superman as like a superhero that I like reading about, but all I know is that he would whoop Batman's ass in a fight.
He's so white, I feel like. Superman's the whitest whitey to ever white. It seems like.
No, that's for sure Batman.
What are you talking
Batman
about?
Batman is literally white privilege personified.
Batman at least was like cultured and like knew about other shit. Like that nigga Superman was the whitest thing to ever white. Am I tripping about this?
So it's funny because there's a lot of good kind of alternative Superman comics that because he was raised in like Kansas by an American family, you know, with great values and all that. So there are great comics.
Is that what's happening in Kansas?
No.
Is there something that other niggas know about Kansas that I don't know about Kansas?
No. But the point...
Why they put Superman...
The point was he just landed in the middle of nowhere. But
gross.
They've got a couple different alternative takes where Superman lands in different places. Like Soviet Russia.
Detroit!
Soviet Russia. Mexico. World War II Germany.
Sick.
Like literally becomes like a champion of the Nazis, the commies, of more the common man, like, you know, like who hates the government and stuff. Like, so they've got a couple different takes on Superman based solely on what would have happened if he had landed in somewhere different. But realistically,
what was Nazi Germany Superman like? Was that nigga just wrecking shit?
Yeah, he...
Was everyone a Jew?
Conquered the United States. It was called Overman. Conquered the United States. Overman. And Batman was also, like, a part of, like... They did a weird, like, Nazi Justice League with, like, an evil Batman as well.
Who's fighting against them?
It was some stupid disembodied spirit of America. And I wish I was joking when I say that. Yeah. I wish I was joking when I say that.
It's like they let anything through in those offices.
You know, you're on a great side. Like, it sounds like a great idea. Like, oh, what would have happened if Superman was raised by Nazis? Oh, yeah, but he's fighting this just... ghost of the spirit of American people. Fuck you.
I don't understand how you can... The spirit of the American spirit?
Yeah. So it was literally like you couldn't defeat it as long as the Americans still believed in America. And it would just like possess... It was like a ghost pretty much. It would just possess a random person. And then when he died, it would possess someone else. So pretty much it was just like... create all these, like, kamikaze warriors. They would just, like, go fight Superman, die, and then this ghost would just, like, let's try something else.
That sounds useless.
They also did have a,
Like, why would you read this whole book? Like, that's the thing, like, if a nigga put a book out like that, why would they expect me to read the next one so willingly? Like, well, what? He did what? Like, wait, it wasn't a person, or it was, like, just a bunch of strangers? And they was all the same person, though?
No, it was, like, one person at a time.
Yeah, no, but they was different.
Yeah.
But they was the same.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it wasn't a spirit, but it was a spirit of...
The American spirit. Yeah, I take it back. He's the worst hero.
See, that's the thing, though. That's why, again, I don't like comics. Like, you can't just do whatever the fuck you want, my nigga. No, but that's so disrespectful.
It's kind of irritating. Like, you don't think that's disrespectful? No, a lot of people do.
That's like not that cool. That's not that cool. And you know, it's just something that's gotten so out of control, and there have been no checks and balances.
And recently, they've within been the system. In the system. They're taking away Superman's powers right now.
How does that work? How can you just take away Superman's
powers? Comic books.
Everybody knowing everything about Superman for everywhere, for every time.
They're trying to, I don't know what they're doing.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell my fucking... guess kids about it. Hmm. I was going to say grandkids, but like, that seems like really far away. Never. So like, I was working on never, but then I jumped to it.
Where do you think all the superheroes make their costumes?
There's a guy.
They got a guy?
I think it's a guy who's impeccably tailored.
Then how does he let all those travesties out there?
All right, good point. I think there's levels of guys. There's levels of guys. I think it's just like any hustle. Like, there's good ones. And then my cousin,
And then, you always worry about it when you get hooked up by a homie. You always, like, have like, the cut rate.
And
then,
like, my cousin know a nigga, so I can hook you up with him.
Yeah.
But, I think he in jail right now, so... As soon as you get out there, I'll let him.
So, this is kind of a weird one.
Oh, wait. Never answer.
What was the question?
Practical.
Oh, right.
Having a practical...
Oh, no, mine's falling. What's yours? No, we gotta fall.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Mine is... being happy all the time.
Something wrong with your superpower.
Okay, maybe not being happy all the time, but... getting other people to think I'm happy all the time. People really like that about me. You're right, that's not true, but I can always act like I'm happy. Smiling is good for you. Mm-hmm. And not giving a fuck is too. Yeah, I guess getting people to like me. Until.
Is it a good superpower?
Yeah. I'm charming as fuck.
Kind of like mind control.
That's kind of like my true. Maybe some of us are more powerful than others.
It was like some dude out there watching us. Can't let them know.
There have been niggas from like Henderson, Nevada watching recently. So. It's like, nigga, I'll bury a hooker with you, but we're not using our real names. Like, we will never call each other our real names. He from Henderson, my nigga. You know?
Nothing good comes out of Henderson.
Ain't no superheroes. Are there even villains that came out of Henderson?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Reno, man.
I loved Reno 911.
I like that show, too.
That's a good show.
What are some other good practical superpowers? Like being really good at eyeballing things.
Oh, God, that'd be the best power ever for fairs and shit. Those, like... count the jelly beans in the thing.
Or just being like, how many of these am I going to need? How much of this am I going to need in my hand? You know what I'm saying?
Shopping for proper amounts.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shit, okay. How much guacamole do you think I need? There's going to be this many people.
Right. Just having the
eyeballs.
Yeah. That'd be a good one.
Oh, I got another one, like packing stuff really well. Like, being able to get a lot of shit into a
No. After the vacation, repacking stuff really well. Because everyone, you know, when they're leaving for the trip can, you know, take the time to roll everything up and get in the shit. My issue is, after I've, you know, unpacked everything and I've been wearing it, and, I, you know, maybe I got a souvenir or something, is fucking getting it all back in the bag again. I don't want to fucking do that shit again. Like,
I'm usually hungover.
No, I'm hungover. Day three, I'm like on a rush to get to the fucking airport.
I don't even do that anymore. Just be dodging
the bag. Right. I think the superpower to that is just bring a bigger bag.
I meant like packing like a garage or like a closet and you're like, okay, I have this amount of things. How can I utilize this space the best? Or like people with really good feng shui. Or people that can line shit up really good. That's a good practical one. Or people that are good with kids. Like just really good with kids.
Drawing perfect circles.
No, that's a useful. That's a practical. That is a fucking useful. I mean, useless fucking. Like, that's a bad superpower. What do you do? You draw circles?
Perfect circles. Every time.
Like the Olympics.
There you go.
Special Olympics.
you got a jaw like that. Like.
Ooh. Being able to drink a lot. Being able to do a lot of drugs. That's a practical superpower too. Being able not to die by going really hard. Being beautiful, that's a really practical superpower. I think I'm just talking about myself.
You're talking about something.
What else I got? Ooh, being able to fuck for a really long time, that's a practical superpower.
Great practical superpower.
Get a bitch sprung. Every time. You ain't shit, but that dick good.
That'd be a great superpower, actually.
What else they got?
And you're fast forwarding, stopping at the right time every time.
I practice that a lot.
Even if you got that little kick back after the stop, you know, sometimes it. So that'd be a superpower.
Oh, really, really good taste buds. Good sense of taste.
Or well, sense I don't of know. Smell. I don't know or if you'd really smell. Want a good sense of smell.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Not living in the city. I don't think you want one living in the city.
Nah, dude, because, like, if you're in a house or something and you smell that smell before it's burning, or because there's a smell that goes through before it starts to burn.
Wait, but
what
if you live in San Francisco? There's just human fecal matter.
But now you never. Oh, that's not even how San Francisco.
That is exactly how San Francisco how it is. I've walked down the street and seen a car sprayed with diarrhea.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know. That's the worst part.
That doesn't even make sense though. And no, like that's not how San Francisco.
I will call a friend up right now, get them on the phone, and have them tell us. On the podcast.
Do it.
That people just shit in the streets of San Francisco.
Nigga, because, like, here's the thing. You can't... Like, how was it going to spray it on a moving car? Like,
no, it wasn't on a moving car. The car was parked. It looked like someone just, like, just aimed at a car.
So you didn't see it.
No.
This is a second sighting. You don't know what happened.
This was diarrhea on a car.
Don't tell me what it was. You don't know. You didn't see it come out of some fucking diarrhea patient's ass. Okay. Like, don't tell me what it was. You don't know. That could have been like a chocolate shape. That could have been any number of things. Okay, that could have been an acai berry fucking bowl. That could have been so many different things.
Yeah, at one point it was, but at this point it was diarrhea.
It's the same thing, basically. An acai berry bowl coming out.
don't really change much going in as out.
Don't even try that one. So you don't know. You don't know what it was. Like, so you didn't see that, and that's not fair. Ooh. I gotta have this one. I never throw it up.
No, because I like throwing up after I've drank it heavily and I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, because you don't just piss on yourself.
Yeah, you're right. I don't. Thank you.
Well, I don't throw up, but I piss on myself. So it's not really that great of a trade-off, yeah, I'll be honest.
There we go. Like, but at least I know I'm throwing up.
You're gross.
What? I get shit.
This is sterile, my nigga. You're sitting in your own
stomach. I don't throw up on myself.
Yeah, like that's what every nigga say that.
No. Let me phrase that. I don't throw up while I'm like passed out and just like fall asleep with like vomit on myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I throw up in the toilet, yeah, I definitely might get some on me, but then I'll make sure I try to wash that shit off. I usually shower after I vomit.
Usually shower. So you always make it to your house?
No. I threw up at a Fresno and I just showered after that. Destroyed James's bathroom. And then just like took a quick shower and came back out and joined you guys. It was all like the cheese dip and shit. Something. Sorry, James.
Yeah, my bad. I definitely fell asleep on the lawn. And pissed there. I didn't throw up though.
There you go.
Then I didn't take a shower. And at least it was on the lawn. Like, that made me happy. But then I woke up. I woke up like 4 hours later from the drawers. No bottoms on it. God, that was such a disgusting weekend. It was disgusting. Practical powers.
I listed the ones that I...
Knowing
exactly how much is in your checking account at all times.
Fuck that. Knowing that...
That would be way too depressing.
I don't want that.
I mean, you don't have one. I turned into a villain way too quickly.
Knowing the differences between, like the different types of nuts. Like macadamia, peanut, pistachio. I think that is such an interesting thing, you know.
So recently found out there's... I only thought there was, like, two Jewish superheroes. I recently found out there's a couple more than I thought. There's four.
There's two? It seems like a high bid.
You know, it's way more than there are Jewish athletes, so.
What are you talking about? There's a... like I was Irish.
I was going to ask you who your favorite black superhero was, but you don't know who any of them are. So.
I know who they all are, my nigga. I just don't know what they do. Huh. We had DMX in that one movie with Jet Li. And then we had Blade. And then we had Spawn. Remember that?
Spawn's dope.
Oh, DMX, nigga. Yo, boy, that nigga.
DMX wasn't a superhero. He was just a fucking...
Crackhead.
He okay, though, right? He OD, but he okay, right?
That's a certain kind of superhero, though. Like, to be...
DMX is pretty much Batman.
To be a drug addict forever... Like, that takes some superhero-like qualities.
Smoking crack for that long?
No one knows if he was smoking crack. He probably did a lot of blow and crack often.
Nobody knows, but it's probably a lot of it.
Well, they say it sounded like, to me, from what I read about what happened to him in the parking lot of that hotel, was that he took some white powder, out of a bag when he was standing next to the car, and the nigga just collapsed. He old as fuck.
Damn, he good though. He ain't dead though.
Yeah, the paramedics brought him back. Yeah. Like granddaddy's just too blow, nigga. Move it. Sit down. Get better, DMX, man. We miss you, dog. Drop another hot. It's fucked up that niggas keep fucking with DMX because they know you're crackhead.
Yeah. and he don't know any better.
And they just keep bringing him back because they know his crackhead ass gonna come back. Forehead sweating.
Not computer using.
Rapping in partial bars.
Denny's loving. Roller coaster hating. Taxi stealing.
Giving an interview with a solo cup. Shit. I love DMX.
Yeah, get well, DMX. We love you.
I hope you ain't smoking crack. I ain't gonna tell you to stop doing anything except smoking the crack. And maybe, nigga, the older you get, you should probably just keep pulling it back a little bit more every time.
It's generally good advice, right?
I mean, just, yeah, after, like, I guess, I think after a point.
I mean, how long do you think he's been smoking crack before?
We don't know if he's smoking crack. I'm telling you, I told you. I think
hypothetically, how long do you think he's been smoking crack for?
How long has he been doing cocaine, including crack? When did
3 decades?
When did he come out?
Like, DMX is like close to 50 now, I think, isn't he?
He was doing crack. Oh, I'm sorry. He was doing cocaine, including crack, before he was even a famous rapper.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
100%. 100%. I mean, what else was they doing back then? We should look it up. Like, drugs for blacks in the late 80s?
I think that's the definition of crack.
Cocaine? Not cocaine. No.
Crack.
Was just some bullshit? You know what pissed me off about crack? Crack ain't even better than cocaine. So, like, how did crack get so popular? Because cocaine is so much better than crack. Like, you got crack here. and you're like, okay, right there. Because crack's cheaper, but it's also worse. So it's like, just save up for the cocaine and then chill for a second. You know? Mm-hmm. And then go hard again on a fun night. Crack just makes you weird, man. Crack makes you too weird, and cocaine makes you really fucking weird. And crack is just like, this is...
I was gonna ask you if you were a superhero, what your like vulnerability would be. But honestly, they're so random from superhero to superhero. They're literally just written in as it needs. So there's no good answer to that.
And what does that mean? That's like kryptonite, right?
You know, like yeah, like kryptonite. You know, like fucking.
What my vulnerability? See, I don't know.
Like the Green Lantern, like their shit doesn't work on stuff that's yellow. And it was like all sorts of like super weird, like, so like I was gonna ask that, but I don't think it's a great question because
what would you think mine would be?
I guess that's the question. What would your vulnerability be? You'd be like one of those like weird ones who'd get like weaker as people around you got like happier and like more just like at peace. Like one of those like psychic ones, like you need like chaos and shit.
I need chaos?
I think you thrive in chaos.
You think I do?
Not necessarily like in the chaos, but you thrive in the middle of the chaos all around you. That's not too far of a statement.
I thrive in other people's chaos that they bring onto themselves. Like I'm not, you make it sound like I'm the one.
That's also, I stand by my statement. Less chaos.
I like to laugh a lot of times at other people's expense. I don't apologize for that. I just really don't. I'm sorry.
Or you know what? Fire is generally everyone's weakness. Or bullets. Yeah.
Give me the real shit. I want to know why you think that.
A bunch of people enjoying. I don't, you know? No, like I always said, you're an elitist. So it'd be something like, maybe like a roller, a monster truck show. That'd be your kryptonite.
I bring joy to everyone else. Like, you're not understanding. What are you talking about? When people get happy, I get happy.
People getting happy, not paying attention to you.
You know what your kryptonite is? Listening. That's your fucking
problem. That should get me in trouble
like
every day.
Perception. Because it's like, you're retarded ass. Ah. You don't know me. You don't know me. I'm not a spiteful cop like that. I know I say a lot of things. Most of it is just because I can say it. Like, I don't believe half the shit I say. I mean, I think it, but I don't always believe it. Everything I say, I think, but I don't always, you know, it's not cut and dry. And I'm not a cunt
will,
like that. I don't like to say people hate.
I will say that the only thing cut and dry in life is beef jerky.
Well, it's not. I've had juicy ass beef jerky, so.
Well, it still should be cut and dried, you know what I mean?
No.
Beef jerky has to be dried to be called beef jerky.
It
has
to be cut.
At some point, it's cut. You're not eating like a fucking leg of a.
Somebody could.
I'd love to see that. That'd be kind of hilarious. Like a skin, just uncut jerky. Still dry, but uncut.
Nah, dude, I've had some juicy ass jerky.
Man. It's still dried, though.
No, it's not dried all the way. You ain't think about that, did you?
I'm pretty sure it has to be dried, like, all the way. It's just got some.
You ain't think about that, though, did you?
Listen.
Then it ain't. No, it ain't dry.
If it ain't
moist.
I think that's just like your fucking mouth salivating. I don't think there's actually moist.
If it's moist, it ain't dry.
Is it damp?
Can you be, I was asking this question the other day, can you be dripping moist?
God, don't. You're so
like dripping moist.
Yes?
Dripping moist.
Maybe?
Just dripping moist.
Stop saying that.
It's wet and drippy and moist and just dripping moist. Like all over the rug, all over the blanket.
No.
You can't be dripping wet.
No.
You would have to be like a dog, like shaking water off your fur or something to be dripping wet.
No, you can't be dripping wet.
Yes, you
can. That's the definition of moist.
But how moist?
We'll just move on because I'm done saying hearing the word moist.
What's the, like...
Why are we even talking about that? Who cares?
You tell me. I don't know.
You're the one who wrote... That would be my weakness. You saying the word moist 15 times in a minute.
My weakness would be you hosting a podcast.
Then we're both at our weakest right now.
You moist motherfucker. Who do you think I'm saying moist? And I like the word moist. I love that word. I love it. I love that. Alright, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Are you excited at all for the Black Panther movie?
I'm super excited for the Black Panther movie because he's from Africa and he's black. He's from Black Africa.
Wakanda.
How y'all gonna make an African ass sound in fake African city? Ugh. I want you guys to know, too, like, I've been having this conversation because I've been getting more and more comfortable talking about Africans in public. And it's like, other people feel the same way I do.
Who are other people that feel the same
way? I ain't gonna name no names because I ain't no snitch, my nigga. You know that about me. I ain't never snitched, my nigga.
Use euphemisms for the names. You got no problem using that, doing that?
You shouldn't tell me shit. And I'm gonna put this out here. If anyone wants to hear this, don't tell me anything if you don't want me to tell other niggas things.
Everyone.
I'm gonna use it as an example. And whatever. Like, if you're a good enough friend to me, then I should have the authority to do that. And you should trust me. I ain't gonna fuck you over, Zach.
No, I'm good. I generally have enough. He's doing that by myself. I don't need help.
Yeah, and to other people. I'm saying that's your whole situation, though. Like, don't put that on me. Just like my weakness. Your weakness is looking in a mirror and seeing who you are. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's basically Count Dracula. But the white ghosts in the contract was Marshmallow.
Count Chocula?
It's
like a purple shade of like pink.
Whatever, you was that ghost, nigga.
Ghost.
Anyways, catch us on
every social media.
Alright. Alright, great. Thanks, guys. This was something, huh? This was something. Don't be a bitch. Check us out online. Facebook, Questionable Decisions. Twitter, QD_online. Tweet us.
Instagram, The Most Questionable Decisions.
Come on, guys. Get in the fucking game.
And of course the website, questionabledecisions.com.
Or whatever, just... Hit one. Just say something to one. Anyone pick one.
Holy shit.
Damn. You're worse than this nigga, I swear to God. And it's like, everything I do it for y'all.
Everything he does.
Everything I do.
None of it's for him.
I do it for y'all. And it's like, y'all don't want to hear my voice. Y'all don't want to hear my thoughts.
That's his quarterback.
And y'all act like,
hey, can you do the TO right now? I feel you got a perfect voice for it.
Like.
Say that's my quarterback.
Like, y'all don't get it. Like, that's my quarterback.
Yes! Yes!
Like, y'all don't get it, though. He's so good. And it's like, don't nobody respect him. Y'all niggas can't fuck.